opening hymn this morning can be found at number 313 in Breaking Bread. All people that on earth do dwell, please turn to 313 and please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. And first of all, a happy Mother's Day to all those who are here to celebrate and pray as mothers, or all sorts of mothers. Just a quick overview of Mass today. My homily will be shorter than usual, and we have, after the post-communion prayer, I was asked to compose a Mother's Day blessing. So I'll have a blessing after the post-communion prayer for the women, and then I will sprinkle them with holy water. And then we will have an annual Catholic appeal speaker for about briefly. And then we're going to have an invitation to a presentation. And then we're going to have the announcements. But not to worry, you're not going to be held hostage here. As we gather to celebrate this Eucharist on the fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, let us pause for a moment, call to mind our sins, and ask the Lord for pardon and peace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christ eleison, Christ eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie. Thanks for your great glory, O you take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High Jesus Christ. With the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father.
Let us pray. May your people exalt forever, O God, in renewed youthfulness of spirit. Almighty, ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Barnabas continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and took their seats. Many Jews and worshipers who were converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and with violent abuse contradicted what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshipers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
We are His people, the sheep. joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. Know that the Lord is God. He made us his, we are his people, the flock he tends. We are his people, the sheep of his flock. The Lord is good, his kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they stand before God's throne and worship him day and night in his temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst anymore, nor will the sun or any heat strike them. For the Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. It's not as long as it looks.
Well, don't you just love this short gospel? But on this Good Shepherd Sunday, it's so short, we don't even hear the phrase Good Shepherd. We're only given a glimpse, sheep following the shepherd's voice. Sheep were kept in common enclosure, and they so bonded with their shepherd that they followed no one else. It speaks of a special relationship. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. My Father who has given them to me, and on it goes. This isn't Matthew's and Luke's story about a love-crazed shepherd risking 99 sheep by searching for one lost one. Their parable explains Jesus' choice for sinners over the religiously righteous, his choosing the loathsome over the respectable. They are lost, they needed to be found and rescued. Today's snippet from John's Gospel has a different concern. Here it is focused on sustaining a community that has already been found, but who are facing a new threat. They've known exclusion and expulsion. They've been cast out of the synagogue, and John's gospel is rushing to comfort them in their pain. And John is telling them to remember Jesus' voice, to still listen for his voice, and to follow his lead in living the Jesus way. In their pain, they have learned that being found is more than membership in some fold, group, or even church. It's a personal and direct relationship that results in intimacy. I know my own, and my own know me. Sadly, we can forget their lesson. Too often, we can be satisfied with membership instead of a relationship with Jesus. Let me say that again. Too often we can make do with membership instead of a relationship with Jesus. Today's gospel reading raises many, actually, reality-revealing questions and challenges. I'll just mention two. Do I really believe that Jesus has laid down his life for me? Faith is not merely believing that Jesus died and rose. It's trusting that Jesus died and rose for me. And the second, do I know his voice? Do I recognize what authentically comes from Jesus and what doesn't? Amid all the noises in our lives, it takes time, quiet time, to tease his voice about the contrary noise. Friends make time for friends. They practice listening. They learn each other's story. Do I spend time quietly meditating on the gospel? Spending time with Jesus' story? Do I look for his presence in my life? This is Mother's Day. Hers was the first heartbeat we heard. And isn't that also the task of every mother? To hear the heartbeat of their children. Isn't that the task of everyone who has exercised a mother's role in our lives? They hear the heartbeat of our qualities and our character, our talents and our gifts, and nurture them to growth by naming and praising them. And finally, we all need to be loved into growth. And thank you, mothers. Thank you all who exercise a mother's role. And this is the first week of Pope Leo. He's heard the heartbeat of the poor in Peru and became one with his people. He listens for the heartbeat of Jesus in our day and age to give it expression. His voice is not just one voice among many. He's the successor of Peter and the vicar of Christ. He's the universal shepherd. Hear his voice. But you already know that it will always be the voice of the gospel. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, ask yourself, what is the Good Shepherd saying to you? Listen for the one voice of Christ speaking in so many voices. We owe them a listening heart, but that's not enough. How do I sensitize my heart to recognize the Good Shepherd's voice? By reading Scripture, pondering the sacraments, and serving others. You are all called to be good shepherds too. Ask your heart, who has God given you to shepherd and serve? Who has He given you to shepherd?
And now, as a sign of our unity as Catholics, let us stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary. Amen. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And now let us turn to the Lord in prayer.
For Leo the 14th, may he speak with the voice of Christ, who is one with the Father. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all mothers, living and deceased, be blessed beyond measure. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we disciples may be a faithful flock in all we say and do. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For teachers, that they may be filled with zeal and courage as they finish the school year and open to our youth new horizons. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for peace in the world, that the love of Christ may touch the hearts of all people. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those who have died will sing the eternal hymn of glory with all the saints and angels. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In silence, we pray to the God of mercy for our own needs, and for the special intentions of others.
Loving God, these are our prayers. We present them to you in great faith through Christ our Lord.
Song during the presentation of the gifts can be found at number 434, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, number 434.
to earth come down. Fix in us your humble dwelling, all your faithful mercies crown. Jesus, source of all compassion, love unbounded, love all pure, visit us with your salvation. Let your love in us endure. Come, Almighty, to deliver. Let us all your life receive. Suddenly return and never, never more your temples leave. Lord, we would be always blessing, serve you as your host above. Pray and praise you without ceasing. Glory in your precious love. Finish then your new creation, pure and spotless, gracious Lord. Let us see your great salvation perfectly in you restored. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place. Till I speak before the Almighty, lost in wonder, love and praise.
And let us pray that this our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Father Almighty. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, Paul, our Archbishop, the clergy, and all those who serve your people. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. And with great confidence we pray, as Jesus taught us: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us take a moment and offer each other a sign of Christ's peace. Thank you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us
behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord. The Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd has risen, who laid down his life for his sheep and willingly died for his flock. Alleluia. The body of Christ.
Our song during communion can be found at number 450, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is, number 450.
Gently lay and only
beside me. Your rod and staff, my comfort still. Your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my sight. Your saving grace bestow. And oh, what joy and true delight from your dear chalice flowing. And so through all the length of days, your loveness fails me now. Good Shepherd, make I sing your praise within your house
Let us pray. Look upon your flock, kind shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Now I ask all the men to be seated and the women to remain standing. So on this Mother's Day, we ask our Lord's blessing on all mothers who nurture and care for us. And so after each response on my part, please respond, Lord, bless them. For those who have died, just a little louder. For those who have died, for those raising children now and making sacrifices for their children, for those who have taken in others' children through adoption and foster care, for those caring for their aging parents, disabled children, or struggling friends, for those grieving for their children, for those longing to be mothers, for those who struggle in relationship with their own mothers, for the special neighbors, teachers, and friends who have nurtured us, supported us, and helped us in life. Loving God, help us to reflect more of your nurturing compassion, kindness, and strength to those around us today, and we ask this through Christ our Lord. I can just hold it by myself. Thanks. Let us now express our gratitude for all these beautiful women. Now everyone can be seated. And I owe a sincere apology to Rich Stifley. No, Shively, I'm sorry. I knew I'd mispronounced his name. It is Shively, right? He is a tremendous shepherd, has been in the Archdiocese for a long time, and also at St. Madeline Sophie Parish in Bellevue. And he's speaking on the annual Catholic Appeal. It was very rude of me to say that he is supposed to speak briefly. It's so arrogant of me, as if we priests or me can speak long, but they have to speak briefly. What he has to say may be far more important than what I said. So I apologize, and now I introduce Rich Shively, who will introduce himself. Speak as long as you want.
And yet I promise to be brief. I think you were going to get sprinkled one more time. Thank you for having me here this morning. My name is Rich Shively, as Father said, and I am the director of the Seattle Seafarers Center. So we work with what Father Brian DeLessi used to call the hidden church. We work with the men and women that are on board the ships that visit Puget Sound, and they're from all over the world. Before that, I was a parish administrator on the east side, and then before that was the vocation director for the diocese. So I've benefited from the services provided by the Archdiocese for some time. Before any of that, when I would hear about the annual Catholic Appeal, I would sort of roll my eyes and think, oh, here we go. And yet, as I've come to understand it, it's an opportunity for us to be connected. The homily today was about the Good Shepherd and about us knowing Christ and Christ knowing us. And if we listen to Christ's words in the gospel, before he meets his crucifixion, he gave us as disciples some very specific instructions on how we ought to love. We are to visit those in prison. We are to clothe the naked. We are to feed the hungry. And we are to welcome the stranger. What we do at the Seattle Seafarers Center is exactly that last piece. People who come here from all over the world to bring us the goods that we need for our everyday lives are people who are away from their families for 9, 10, sometimes 11 months a year, and also away from their faith communities. And we try to be an extension of that when they come, providing some practical resources, SIM cards that they can used to get on our network and communicate with family back home, transportation if they have shore leave to get off the ship, and then pastoral care. Just this week was with a seafarer whose mom had just recently passed away from a heart attack. So he's celebrating a Mother's Day having just lost his mom. And we're able to be with him, provide him a place to pray, and to pray with him as he grieves that loss. And he took what little salary he got, and we were able to help him send some of that back home to family to help with some of the care that they needed to. The annual Catholic Appeal is a connector for us to do those kinds of things, and the diocese, in its way, does all of that. We're just mourning the loss of Pope Francis and welcoming a new pope. Pope Francis said, before the conclave, when he was elected pope, in addressing the cardinals, he said, Jesus is knocking, but he's asking for us to help him open the door to get out into the world. And that's what the appeal helps us to do. The ACA funds 60 different ministries, like the one I help run, including vocations and supporting people preparing for priesthood and religious life, hospital ministries, pastoral care, and outreach to those in need. It helps us be connected to the wider mission of the church. So if you're interested in learning more about the Seafarer Center, I can talk about that for a long time, but I'll do so out in the back after church and save you that now. I'd be happy to do that. But I would encourage you to be generous with the annual appeal. This is a critical year as the church has made tough decisions. And if those ministries are going to continue, and if we're going to be connected to them, it's because of our response. So I'm inviting myself to be generous as well, and you as well. And thank you for your attention. I appreciate it.
Now I invite Daniel Lefebvre to come forward, a parishioner. He has a 30-second, he told me, invitation to a presentation. TikTok.
If you can't see my t-shirt, it's a porcupine. With the words, get to the point. I stand before you today and really in a tender moment. The homily today sort of open the context for what I am going to be inviting you into. This idea of not just belief, but encounter. And here we are on Mother's Day. Wow. Not just honoring mothers, but honoring all their hopes and dreams for their children. In October of 2024, I spontaneously accepted an invitation to a border awareness experience in El Paso in Juarez, Mexico. 5 to 6 days in the presence of Father William Morton, a Colombian priest. Every day, prayer, reflection, encounter. And next weekend, after the 11 o'clock Mass here in St. Benedict's, I am extending an invitation to you to come and listen, to come and participate, encounter what I experienced personally. That was my commitment when I left El Paso, when they asked, what will you do with this experience? And my commitment was to share this story with you. Thank you.
Just for your future knowledge, Daniel, that was exactly 2 minutes. And now we have the parish announcements. Time always goes faster for the speaker than the listener. I keep telling myself another preset.
The announcements are short. We ask that mothers of the parish please take a Mother's Day gift as you depart, one per family, please. Also, please read Archbishop Etienne's statement on the joy and blessings of Pope Leo. It's included in this week's bulletin. And then finally, please join us for a social hour after Mass. Our host today is Libby Guevara.
That's it. In a Catholic church, no less. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Amen. Our closing hymn is number 583, the Festival Canticle. Number 583, we'll sing verses 1 through 3.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor, blessing, and glory are His. This
feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn, O creation. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.